AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A request to lift the hold on President Obama's immigration action is denied.
A federal judge says that hold on President Obama's executive action on immigration is going to stay in effect, and that the government has not shown, quoting now, any credible reason for why this directive necessitates immediate implementation. The president announced his executive orders in November, saying a lack of action by Congress forced him to make sweeping changes to immigration rules on his own. The judge had issued a temporary injunction keeping the order from going into effect. His latest action denies the federal government's request to lift that injunction. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Jurors will pick up their deliberations in the morning in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev.
His lawyer admitted during her opening statement and again during closing arguments yesterday that he did participate in these bombings. The jurors are going to want to go over each charge anyway, so a very quick verdict is not expected, but nobody knows how long it will take.
AP correspondent Denise Lavoie. The fate of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez is also in the hands of the jury, which will return for its first full day of deliberations in his murder trial. Hernandez is charged with the June 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd, who was dating his fiancée's sister. In North Charleston, South Carolina.
It's been a tragic day for many.
Police Chief Eddie Driggers appeared close to tears as he talked about the fatal shooting by a white police officer of a black man fleeing after a traffic stop. Officer Michael Thomas Slager was charged with murder Tuesday, hours after law enforcement officials viewed a dramatic video that appears to show him shooting Walter Scott several times in the back. As energy companies look to become more efficient in the wake of tumbling oil prices, there's word that Royal Dutch Shell is buying BG Group for about $70 billion. This is AP Radio News. Ash Carter in Tokyo says a nearly completed revision of the U.S.-Japan defense guidelines will transform the bilateral alliance and help the countries respond to challenges in the Asia-Pacific region and around the globe.
As Secretary of Defense, I am personally committed to overseeing this next phase of our rebalance, which will deepen and diversify our engagement in the region.
Problems at a Maryland electrical station caused widespread power outages across the nation's capital Tuesday, affecting the White House, the Capitol, museums, train stations, and other sites. NORAD Commander Admiral Bill Gortney says this reminds the nation how much it relies on infrastructure to function correctly.
I think all of those critical infrastructures are fragile. And when I say fragile, it's just because we really don't know the true vulnerabilities. We try and mitigate them as best we can. But it causes me great concern.
At the White House, generators kicked in after only a few seconds. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.